Greetings, Finn fanatics. Woo! You're listening to The Blowhole on Finnsider Radio. It's Thursday night. It's really late. We've been drinking heavily already. The Miami Dolphins won on Sunday, as did you. We all saw the ending. We'll get into all that stuff.
What?
I'm here. There's what? No Finkel, no Einhorn. Nobody knows where they are.
Huh?
We're in the hunt. We're more than in the hunt. We got a real shot at this, Rob. What do you think?
I can't be positive. After my whole spiel about how I'm going to be positive, I've been negative on purpose, and it's working. But whispers don't count.
You were falsely negative last
whispers
week.
Whispers don't count.
Fine. It worked somehow. Oh, my God. What an amazing game on Sunday.
We've got a shot. I don't think we have a chance in hell. We have a shot.
How many times have you watched The Miracle in Miami?
I can't really count. I did actually watch the whole game again. I was traveling for work, stuck in a hotel room, so sitting with my NFL Game Pass, I watched the whole game again. It was still fantastic.
It has not gotten old. I've probably watched it 257 times.
I mean,
in multiple languages.
Words, they're gone. and we'll get into it. I mean, there were a number of times, you know, where we're looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, the Pats had that chance to go up by two scores, and like each time either their brain farts, like, which never happens except in Miami sometimes,
right?
And then, or the defense getting a big sack or something, you know, like it was the old bend don't break kind of. I mean, how can you, like, it seemed like they moved the ball and scored at will, yet I was so happy with how the defense played because it came up when we needed them to come up.
They only had 6 points in the second half. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
The Patriots only had 6 points in the second half.
Well, I mean, they had no run game.
One. No, yeah, that we shut down the run.
We shut down the run, and you know, they had the Edelman and Gronk short passes, a couple of longer passes, but they had to earn them all. It wasn't like any of these like freebies that we have given up in the past, like big chunks. It was like they had to grind it, and we were scoring on big chunks. You know, a lot of those.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, our offense was great. I mean, and you know, there were some mistakes when the game was on the line late in the game. Stills made a couple of errors.
That fall, I still don't.
I was trying to figure out if he slipped or if he was sliding. It looked like he was sliding like a quarterback, like that.
I haven't looked to see, like, I'm sure people have asked him about it. It seemed like he thought he had the first down and was just like, let's go down. And as soon as he stood up, he's like, oh, crap, that's on me.
Yeah, that was very uncharacteristic of him. I mean, he's not like Jarvis Landry where he's going to go head first and try and break tackles.
No,
I've never seen him slide either, like a quarterback.
That was his. Like, it was there for the taking.
Right. And then on the next drive, he dropped the third down pass. And then for the life of me, I don't understand why they didn't go for it on fourth down there because they were down.
Well, because we haven't at all. And it's worked. Two and a half times. Like, it almost worked in against the Colts.
The final outcome was fine. I was livid at the time. Like, I just, because especially after the Patriots killed the clock and went down and kicked the field goal, and I was like, great, this game's over.
Right.
Like,
it's what?
And it was not over.
It was not over.
It was not over. So, a couple points, obviously, about the game. So the defense was shredded in the first half through the air. In the second half, it felt like they were shredded, but they really, like, again, looking at it, they only gave up 6 points. There was a missed field goal in there. But at the same time, they did what they had to do. I mean, you know, I don't even think it was lucky because they perfectly executed that play. I mean, it was poor defense by the Patriots. And that was, you know, it was a mistake made by the Patriots. There were mistakes on both sides. It was not a flawless football game by any stretch of the imagination for either team.
I guess it feels like a stolen win because of the uncharacteristic mistakes on the Patriots side.
But they played really well.
No.
They deserved it. Like, so it's not really a stolen win.
You get the win, you deserve it in a weird way. But I mean, that game was... We needed a miracle play.
So
if you didn't get it, they lose that game.
But every play counts and every situation counts, and they were out schemed in that one play and that one situation.
True. I'm not taking it away, but I feel like this one, you know, when we look at the games that got away from us. This one, kind of, like last week, this one feels like a stolen win, and I'll take it. I'm happy. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it kind of evens it out. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, and we're 7-6 now, and we're going into Minnesota, and we'll talk about all of that. But definitely a few more things I want to talk about from Sunday. Ryan Tannehill was excellent. I mean, he only threw 19 passes, but he was on point.
He made them count.
Yeah. He was really good. Didn't take any really bad sacks, I didn't think. I think the sacks that he did have were not from maybe one or two. He held the ball a little bit too long. But
yeah.
Some of the other ones, I mean, like most of the other ones were just like the guy, like just somebody come and unblocked and got him. The running game was solid. Brandon Bolden, my goodness, where's he been all season?
that was his two touchdowns were his second and third carry of the year, of the season.
I know. And the way he just blew by everybody on that first long one. I've seen Brandon Bolden play many times. I did not know he had that gear. Or maybe the Patriots defense is just that slow.
They are slow.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, we talked about that for the first time we played them. And I'm like, why? When we previewed the first week, we're like, we can take advantage of these slow linebackers. And we didn't. This time we did. So obviously, Gase listens to the blowhole.
Yes, I'm 100% sure. I think it was the announcement that we made announcing your candidacy for head coaching jobs, and it made him take notice.
Yeah, I haven't checked. I got a couple of email accounts, so there's a few I don't check because it's mostly my junk email, so I haven't heard.
We'll talk a little bit more about the Packers vacancy when we get to it. But I want to talk a little bit more Dolphins first, just because I'm...
Well, I'm you know, just in case something goes wrong, you know, I'm open to that job also.
The Dolphins job?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, it's closer to home. The Bucs job is right around the corner. I mean...
Oh, I don't want that job.
I don't either. But yeah, so again, Tannehill... let's talk about Tannehill for a minute here. I mean, just based off his performance on Sunday and the way that he's played since he's come back, I was really hoping, you know, that we'd get a definitive answer, and I don't feel like we'll ever get a definitive answer on him, but he is... His numbers are... very, very good while he's played this year.
I hate knee-jerk sports reactions.
Agreed.
And, you know, I'm just as guilty of it as everyone else.
Absolutely.
People were like, this guy's trash. We can't pay him. And now it's like...
I've never said he was trash.
No, I know. But like, the feeling... And I honestly, nothing changes. Here's the thing. He is what he is. He's good enough to be in the hunt, to keep you in the hunt. By himself, he's not a quarterback that will take a team on his back and take them in deep into the playoffs. And there's not many guys that can do that, but he's not one of those. I think that was a question we've always had. Hey, is this a guy to do that? I don't think he is.
He's got three huge games to really answer that question left, right? I mean, these are huge. They're all playoff games, and they said that about this game was like they're treating every game like it's a playoff game, as they should, and I know that's just...
There's
cliche and coach speak, but
just watching the games, his head never moves. He looks at one side of the, like he's not, it's not like when you watch these other guys and they're looking around. He's got his one read and his second read, and then he gets sacked.
I'm not disagreeing, but he hasn't made any really bad choices, you know, and the throws that he's made have been pretty phenomenal.
He's a competent starting quarterback in a good system.
Yeah.
He's not a difference maker at the position.
I mean, he's top five in quarterback rating right now.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It should, I think. I mean, I know there's been some things with his stats this year, like the pitches that counted as passes.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Yeah, and then this also, the last touchdown pass in this game also counts as you know, I mean, it was a great throw to Stills.
Yeah, but it was like a 20-yard throw to Stills.
Right,
like,
but still.
Every starting quarterback can make that throw to Stills.
I don't want to say, say that.
There are the Trubisky's and the Lamar Jackson's
and the
starting.
Josh Gary Allen is, yeah, he wouldn't have made that throw.
All right. But your normal starting, what we used to think of as starting quarterbacks.
Anyway, the needle's pointing up on him. Plus, he was injured, too. Like, I mean,
that was huge. The coming back and playing the way he did. Like, and we never really questioned his heart. We don't. You know,
oh, no, he's
like,
tough. Yeah. This is one of the things that I have been noticing is like the national, I guess, you know, because they are like, this was national news. So they're like, Tannehill's been like getting some love nationally this week. And the rhetoric that I keep hearing is like, this guy's always injured. And it's like, he played for 5 years.
Yeah, this is new.
And never got injured. Injuries, like, I mean, this is a new thing for him. And they're always like, you can't count on him. And I'm like, he's like, this year, yes. Last year, I mean, they mishandled the knee injury, obviously, but he's not an injury prone guy. That hasn't been like his MO. Like, that's just a recent, like, he's had one knee injury that turned into two. And then, I mean, you know, he had the shoulder thing.
And then he got stepped, and then his ankle gets stepped on.
Right. But he came back and played through the ankle injury, and he played amazingly. I mean, not amazingly, but he played very well. And, you know, he's played well against the Patriots at home in his career, the whole time he's been here. We got three games with him.
I think we have more than three games because at this point he's going to get, what is it, the option, right? So he's got his crazy option year for
$26 million next year.
And that's a crazy number.
It goes down after that.
But
unless they rework it.
And that's probably what we're looking at. An extension that reworks it that's really like one of these that maybe gives him a bonus but allows you to cut him next year or the year after, you know, cheaper.
His whole legacy as a Miami Dolphin quarterback is being written right now. These next three games, he has to go to Minnesota. That is not going to be easy. We're going to start talking about that in a minute.
Oh, we're so bad on the road.
We have Jacksonville coming at home, which is, you know, there are no gimmies for this team. So we're not going to count that as a win, but that is one that he should win. And then going to Buffalo is also not going to be easy. And the weather is going to play a huge factor there. He's gone up to Buffalo in his career and just has been terrible.
True. But like, you know what?
He has never played well in Buffalo.
I mean, who does anybody really like going to Buffalo?
I don't know. Matt Moore played superbly 2 years ago when he was up there. Remember that game? That game was awesome.
But Matt Moore, you know, he's the second best quarterback in Miami history.
I agreed. Well, maybe third. Bob right. Greasy.
Well, he had the run game in the defense.
All right. Let's shift gears and we'll talk about Minnesota a little bit. So Minnesota, did you watch any of the Monday night game? They looked terrible.
I did not. I was on a plane.
They, on offense, they were ghastly. And I mean, part of that is Seattle. Seattle's a good team. But Minnesota has just been a disappointment all the way around. And this is now a game that Miami really can win. We are terrible on the road. And we can talk about that.
If this game was in Miami, I would
feel much better.
I would have a 6 to 7 out of 10 chance of like winning the game. On the road, this is like a 3 to 5.
Yeah. And Minnesota's defense has been much better of late than they were, much better than they were in the beginning of the season. Probably that's getting Everson Griffin back.
The thing I don't like about this matchup, the few things they do well are the things that we don't like. They get to the passer. They can get to the passer with their four, and that's a huge issue for us.
Yep.
Because we've seen how many drives have been stalled by just somebody coming straight through and screaming Tannehill or yep. even good old Brock for his two snaps. One of his two snaps.
Did he have two snaps? I thought he only had one.
I thought he handed one off and then got crushed.
No, I think he only had the one where he got crushed. It doesn't matter.
He handed it off and then got crushed.
Anyway, the Minnesota defense is tough. And they have guys that can cover, and they can get pressure with four, and they can stop the running game. And they're at home, and they're in desperation mode.
Right. And then on the flip side...
And although, they just fired their offensive coordinator.
Yes.
So now we don't really have the book on their offense.
Although, and part of me is like, awesome, they're in free fall. But two, like so many teams get that weird bounce that you know, we let our guy down, and then they get the backup quarterback, the backup coordinator, backup coach. You get those bounces. So I'm hoping against that. The other thing. The Dolphins defense has actually been really good against the run the last few. I mean, we were terrible to start, but the Colts didn't run the ball. The
Patriots.
Bills didn't run the ball. Well, the Patriots didn't run the ball.
But
that, no, I mean running back. I'm talking about the running back.
I know what you mean.
They've been good at shutting down the running backs, but you know this team's got two good running backs.
They're going. The defense is going to have to show up. There's going to have to be none of the blown coverages that we saw in the Buffalo game.
And obviously, I mean, you got Thielen. You know, Howard's probably not
coming
back.
Howard's not playing this week.
And you've got and Thielen and Still and I almost called him Stills. Diggs.
Yeah.
Are fantastic.
Yeah, they really are. And Rudolph's a good tight end as well. They don't use him that much, but...
Cousins
give us a problem.
Cousins is the wild card here because the guy has put up big numbers, but he has been a disappointment. Talk about, do you want to give Tannehill $26 million? Would you rather have Cousins for $100 million?
Definitely not.
No,
definitely not. Do you want to tell me after you finished drinking what your friend said to you that you told me right before the radio started about Cousins?
Oh, it wasn't a friend. It was actually another podcast I heard. But it was mentioned that with Miami's fun little win that they had, they are now over 500 and Cousins cannot beat a team that is over 500.
That bodes well for us, which is true.
It's a winnable game. But he, actually, you know what? We don't have a chance. We're so
going to
win.
Oh, man.
We've been bad on the road. We're going up against a team with their back against the wall. You know, I can't see us putting it all together. There's no way we lose.
I am I'm going to be a little bit more realistic about this. This is going to be a very, very tough game for us to win. And especially what my main concern is that we're coming off this big emotional win, and there's going to be a huge letdown. And I hope that Gase has really driven that home this week about, you know, everything that they've been saying, like all the cliches, one game at a time, every game is a playoff game for us now. Like, they're really going to have to back that up because this is huge.
And the team obviously has to do the one game at a time, but we've liked to look at games in bunches because it's more realistic. And honestly, last week we looked at the last four and we said...
2-2.
But we said, looking at these two games, we said, you know... We were happy with a split with these two if we can win the other two as a realistic chance. Like, obviously we want to win them all, but like it's not the end of the world had we lost, you know, had we split the Pats and the Vikes game. So again, if we don't win, but we will, it's not end of world. I mean, obviously, it depends what the other teams do and the tiebreakers and everything for all of us hunting teams.
Absolutely,
but
the cards didn't really fall our way aside from Baltimore losing last week.
Yeah, because everybody else
kind of won. So you got Tennessee at 7-6. You got.
Denver.
Indianapolis. No, Denver lost.
Oh, Denver lost.
Yeah, so that was good for us.
Right.
But you got Baltimore at 7-6. Indianapolis won, so now they're 7-6. Tennessee's 7-6. We're 7-6. Honestly, the Steelers have some really tough games coming up. They're 7-5-1.
7-5-1.
They've got the Pats and the Saints, and those I think they lose both those games.
Yeah, that's weird. They started what 0-2-1 and looked terrible.
Then they looked unbeatable.
Then they ran off like those seven wins and looked amazing, and now they look terrible again. Like, talk about your up and downs. That's crazy.
So it very likely could come down to Miami, Indianapolis, and Tennessee as that final wild card. So,
well, no, you can't say, because you're saying the Steelers won't even be in that discussion if the Ravens pass them.
If they lose two games, that puts them. I mean, if they lose the next two games, they're 7-7-1 going into the final week. So even if they win, they're 8-7-1. And I mean, I think it's 9-7 that has to get you in. So
is that Saints game at home or on the road?
Not sure. I'm not sure. They might be at home for that one. I don't know.
What, okay, but okay. And now, okay, so honest question.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for, the Steelers or the Pats?
Pats. But for us, I mean, because
I don't want that division.
Do you? I mean,
I know. No.
That's what I'm saying.
We have to win out. They have to lose out.
We
right?
really so, need to think about the division. Like, is it even in play? I mean, if they lost to the Steelers, I mean, I guess it's kind of in play, but I feel like they, I don't even know the rest of the Pats schedule because I haven't even really looked at it. But, I just assumed they were going to win the division.
They're not losing out. Whoever's on that, whoever we look up, unless I don't see them playing like the Chiefs three times.
Well, I think if they finish 10-6 and we finish 10-6, I don't know if we have the tiebreaker over them. I mean, we split with them,
and the Jets and Bills, so we're both 5-1 in the division,
right?
And then it's the AFC record at that point.
They have to play the Bills one more time.
Oh, okay.
So that's win.
So if they lose out in that case of losing out, we would win the tiebreaker.
We would win
the division.
I'm rooting for the Patriots to win because I think it's more realistic that we get the wild card as opposed to a miracle division win. But I guess it's the season of miracles, right?
It really is.
All right. Talk about the playoffs for a second while I get another drink because I'm drunk but not drunk enough.
Drunk but not drunk enough. So what I was going
this
to do...
This is a celebratory drunk.
A celebratory drunk. What I was going to do was pull up the Steelers' remaining schedule, but I can't do that while you're not talking. So playoff chances. I mean, honestly, I want to make the playoffs like every fan wants to make the playoffs. I do not see this team going on the road and making any kind of noise, unless we get to go to the Colts. I mean, I don't even and they already beat us, but we could have won up there. Like
Texans game might have had a different narrative had Tannehill been the quarterback.
Well, maybe in the but looking at the other division winners, that's probably the next one you would say, yeah, we could beat them. But I mean, this team isn't ready to go on the road and win a playoff game. I'd love to see it, but that's getting ahead of ourselves. I do want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, and I mean, because we're not going to get a good draft pick. We already know that. God damn it! I thought I turned that off.
You are the worst phone person.
Anyway, no, I did turn it off. Whatever.
But what was that alert? That was a SportsCenter alert. What happened?
I don't know. Nothing important. So, the playoff teams in the AFC, the teams that are in. I mean, they're not actually in yet, but I mean, just what we're assuming who are going to make it. Patriots, Chiefs, Chargers. I'm missing somebody here. Texans. Who else? Oh, Ravens or Steelers, and then whatever the last wild card is.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of a crapshoot. Like, I'm not this. The Chiefs are not like. Would you say 10 out of 10 the Dolphins go into Kansas City and lose 10 times? And that's really the best team in the AFC. I wouldn't be surprised if they went in there and won.
I'd say 9 out of 10 they lose. This year, this season,
it is an Andy Reid coach team in the playoffs.
I know, but that's that.
I don't know. I mean, that team, I mean, yes, they're better than the Dolphins. The most terrifying team to me is the Patriots, right?
Well, yeah, because we don't win up there.
No, it's impossible. But all the other ones, like, I mean, I feel like there's a shot.
I mean, there's a shot as in, like, you're saying there's a chance.
It's not like Matt Moore going into Pittsburgh a couple years ago.
Oh, poor guy. I can't believe they let him stay in the game. Was it Dupree? Somebody killed him.
It was. I think it was Dupree. Anyway, but no. I mean, I feel like. I mean, the AFC is a little. I think it's a little watered down. I think this team makes it in. They could make some noise, but I mean, the task at hand, like, is huge. Like, I mean, it would be honestly close to a miracle if they make it in. But if they're in, like, I think all bets are off. Like, I mean, if they go to Houston, like, I mean, that they could win that in the first round. If they go to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, no. Nope.
So
that is one team they won't beat.
So if we make the playoffs, it would only be as a 6 seed because they're not catching the Chargers.
Unless they somehow miraculously win the division.
Which means you're going to play the 3 seed, which could be the Patriots, which is going to be the Patriots or the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah. Patriots is a loss. Texans is maybe.
So, yeah, I would obviously rather go to Houston and have the showdown because they're an up-and-down team. Our defense is playing better than it was during that stretch when that Lions-Texans stretch, where they were at their absolute worst.
For them to make it into the playoffs, they're going to have to be on, like, a crazy hot streak, which is, like, those are, like, one of the things that's, like, traditionally in the NFL, those are the teams that are like that are dangerous that you don't want to play. So if they're playing their best football and get into the playoffs, if they win out and go 10-6, like, I mean, that's
there are only 3 games left in this season. This is insane.
I know.
It just started.
I know. Yeah, I know.
God, football. What? I don't understand you. It just, it's over so fast.
I know. I really do. I mean, and I really do wish Tannehill didn't get hurt. I know that, you know, Brock played fine and like he, you know, he won the Bears game. I feel like, you know, the way the defense played in the Lions game, we talked about this, doesn't matter who's the quarterback.
But they,
same thing in the Texans game. But at the same time, like, I feel like maybe it's a different game if he plays. Like, they seem to be a different team when he's in there.
I get it, but I mean, there's so many injuries and so many issues.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying the what-if game there is that to play that is
it's almost easier dealing with those losses than the ones where they like the ones like the Colts or the, you know,
guys 12-4 in his last 16 games. Tannehill was.
Yeah, but you got to play him in a row to make him.
Know that, but still.
Let's give him the $26 million. What do you want?
I don't know. We got 3 games. We got 3 games to figure out, like, to figure out a little bit more. I'm just saying, like, I'm a little bit more optimistic on Tannehill than I was a couple weeks ago. Right.
But, I mean, and granted, yes, we have three games to figure it out. He's been here for years.
Agreed, but only with Gase for 3. I mean, Philbin.
All right. What do you mean? Philbin. That guy's great. Look at how good he's doing.
We're going to talk about the Packers in depth when we get a little bit further along. We have to.
God.
But yeah, no, I mean, I like Gase. I like Tannehill. I'm very, very excited that these games matter, that we are in the hunt.
In the hunt.
Oh man. Oh, and that,
you sound terrible.
I'm pretty drunk. But I think, I don't know. I'm excited about the way this season has played out. Like it's better than anybody anticipated. They're 7-6. They just beat the Patriots on like a miracle play. I mean, really, they, you know, there were 2 games that they lost that they should have won. I know we talked about evening them out with games that they won that they should have lost, but it's been a fun Dolphin season, and the last fun Dolphin season was the first year that Gase was the coach, and it's been good. I've enjoyed being a Dolphins fan this year. And then 2 years ago, which is more frequent than most of my life. So
sure.
Yeah. I mean, I like what's happening. It's been fun. That's it. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I like what's... I mean, so the Dolphins have completely exceeded the national expectation.
Absolutely.
But they are right on par with this is not exceeding what we thought. We imagined this was an 8-8 team that if they got lucky breaks could get possibly 10, but more likely 9 wins. But if things, you know, don't go their way, they're looking at, you know, that could have been 6.
They're going to be no worse than 7-9 this year.
What?
I know. That's amazing.
This team's got 2 more wins in them at least.
I think so. I'm just saying they're going to be no worse.
I understand how words work.
Do you understand how math works?
Math is my strong suit.
Is it?
I know math more than words. You want to know? Want to hear a little fact?
Above average at math.
You want to hear a little fun fact?
Yes.
My degree is in math.
Really?
Yes.
What type of math?
Well,
discipline?
My senior thesis was actually in graph theory, so that doesn't really help us here.
Wow. All right.
And I've never used it.
I wouldn't imagine so. Although we did try, we should make graphs for the quadrants for next year's podcast.
It's not that kind of graphs, graph theory. Nice. So just to let folks know, we're doing this a little later on Thursday.
Oh, so much later.
We had to get this in, So James's drinking actually started way before, as opposed to like kind of in the ramp up.
Yeah.
I'm more punch drunk because I flew in from California today.
Right. No, I'm more drunk because I watched the Lightning game and got drunk at the bar.
Yeah. You're drunk. I'm like, I flew in from California, went from the airport straight to a Christmas party / gig where I performed. And then came right here to do this podcast because you guys love it on Thursday. But really, we just had to talk about this goddamn game that happened Sunday, and I couldn't wait another day.
No, I know.
I just flew out Monday. And
this is the most important podcast of the year. That's why I got this drunk.
So important.
So my Christmas party is also this weekend, actually. I'm pretty excited about that.
I have another one tomorrow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So areas of improvement for this Dolphin team, obviously, like, let's talk about that a little bit before we get into next week's games. I think, I mean, and this is obviously to anybody who's been watching this team, I think the areas, the major areas for improvement are the offensive line and the defense.
Well, I would say the first is offensive line, second is offensive line, and third is offensive line.
No, I think they need to fix the defensive line too. I mean, offensive line first, agreed. I mean, it depends on how the draft is going to shake out, and I'm all for best player available, but I'm saying the focus of this offseason needs to be offensive line and defensive line, and that needs to be exactly what they fixed.
So we get one guy back, hopefully, from injury.
Who? Sitton?
No, on defensive line.
Who? Oh, William Hayes?
Yeah.
He's old as well. Like, I don't know if they bring him back, honestly.
I mean, they just need
some... They're old on the defensive line, and, you know, I love Cameron Wake. The guy's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Cam's...
He's still held on every... That's another thing that drove me insane, like, so mad watching that Patriots game, was that guy is held on every single passing play. Every single passing play. The tackle has his arm around his neck and is bringing him down to the ground on every single passing play.
Well, yeah, what gets you mad?
That they never call it.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
It is never called. It is never, ever called. Quinn hasn't really had a lot of sacks, and he's making a lot of money, but the guy is constantly getting pressure.
All right. Little breaking news alert, which is going to mean nothing because everybody's going to know this when they watch.
Did the Chargers tie it up?
No. They scored the touchdown and went for two, and they're up 29-28 with 4 seconds left.
Oh! That's huge news.
That is big.
I thought that game was over.
That game were down by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Did Mahomes throw a pick or something?
I do not know, and we don't need to talk about it because everyone will have already seen the highlights.
Wow.
But yeah, apparently they went to replay.
Is there going to be a miracle in Kansas City? There's 4 seconds left.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, no, it doesn't help or hurt us at all. Both of those teams are making the playoffs.
You know what? It helps. It helps all you fantasy players because it means Kansas City might have more meaningful games to play. So your Mahomes and Kelsey's and Hills might be playing a little longer.
Yeah.
In the season.
Fair.
I mean, I'm sure none of you are in stupid leagues that make you play your championship in week 17 because only an idiot would do that.
Nope, that's not stupid. I think that's actually really smart.
Oh yeah, the one league I do is your league because it's stupid.
Mm. It's also a democratic league, so everybody in the league has a vote as to when the last game
everybody is. Everybody in this league is stupid. It's why I win it every year.
Except this year. Not going to happen.
Oh, so going to happen. I'm the number one seed.
That means you lose. The number one seed has never won this league, just so you know.
That's because I've never been the number one seed.
Well, yeah, we're going to see. Anyway, wow, that's actually interesting. We both like the Chargers.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I was in San Diego today.
Hey. All right.
Oh, they're not, but they aren't.
They are. That's right, but they're not.
But a lot of them still live there.
There we go. So the Dolphins in the offseason, I think the focus needs to be defensive line, offensive line. I think those are the main areas of focus. Like I think they're pretty solid everywhere else.
And honestly, I mean that's.
Unless the quarterback question comes up.
If you have the ability to upgrade, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want a sideways. I don't want a sideways move. I'd rather pay Tannehill too much money than... In free agency, you're paying somebody too much money. You can't get a quarterback without overpaying.
There's no free agent quarterback that I want. Free agent quarterbacks are...
No, the Teddy Bridgewater is the one everyone's talking about. And I'm like, is he better than Tannehill? He's younger, but he's not even that young.
He was Devontae Parker's college quarterback. Do you think that would make a difference?
No, they'll probably just hang out and drink or something.
Like us?
Yeah.
We get them on the podcast.
Actually, they'd probably replace us.
Yeah, I would definitely replace us with them. All right, so at Dolphins offseason, I think the focus needs to be offensive line, defensive line. I'm really, really excited about the last three games. I'm really, really excited that they matter. We've been talking about the last couple of weeks about all we've wanted. What is all we wanted, Rob?
In The hunt.
That's all we wanted, and we're there. We're like right in the middle of it.
Meaningful games.
Exactly. And we got, there's three left. They all, they're, hopefully they're all going to matter.
Oh my God. Wait, if we 10 wins is still on the table.
I know. We didn't make a prediction for Sunday before we get into the other predictions. So,
well, what's the line? Just for
I think
fun.
It's 7.
Wow, that's a lot.
That was the last one I saw. I mean, it's in Minnesota.
True.
And they're a much better team on paper.
They are a good paper team.
The Miami Dolphins are the 29th ranked offense and the 29th ranked defense in the NFL, which is not very good. There's only 32 teams in the NFL, for those of you that don't know. So we're at the bottom of the rankings for the offense and the defense.
That's awful.
And we also, oh, we didn't even talk about this. They had 2 punts blocked.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
So. And we're normally good on special teams, but the Patriots did miss kicks. So
that I mean, and there were no turnovers in that game. I mean, because punt blocks are not a turnover. You're giving the ball up. You just lost 50 yards of field position both times.
That's true. There were none.
No turnovers. Yeah, I mean, but that's what I mean. Like, the every time that looked like the Pats were going to go up by those 2 scores, which really made it seem like we couldn't come back from, because it was that back and forth game. It's either that sack. Well, but again, the defense made the play. If you don't sack Brady,
that was awesome at the end of the half. I know, it was great.
And there was another big third down where it didn't seem like they got to him at all, but when they got to him, it was when you needed to get to him.
Right. It wasn't like they sacked him on second down.
Right.
Like they sacked him on third down.
The third down, like in big spots. And but it was weird because it seemed like he had all day. But when we needed those big stops, they
were. You know why it seemed like he had all day?
Because he did.
Because Cameron Wake's held on every single passing play.
You know, sometimes you just sound like a little bitch if you're just gonna whine all the time. Oh my God, that was the third time you said you turned your finger off.
I totally turned it off.
I'm the old guy who can't do technology anymore. What is your excuse?
I don't know.
You're just a little stupid.
Girls are sending me pictures. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Oh, let me see them.
I will after the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, predictions for Sunday. Dolphins are favored to lose by 7, or the Vikings are favored. The Vikings are favored to win by 7.
We are favored to lose.
We're favored to lose. The Dolphins are getting 7 points, right? Is that what you have?
This one's 7.5.
All right,
but an over under of 44.5, which
I think it's gonna be a low scoring game.
Yeah, but 44 is not. I mean, in this day and age, it's not high, but that's not very low for.
Do you want to go first on the prediction?
I do.
Go ahead.
I think our poor Dolphins are going to come up short again, the third week in a row. I'm going
really
to
mean
the
it
loss.
This time.
I think the Dolphins are going to lose this game 28-19. They are so going to win.
Jeez, 28 points? Do you think they're going to? Oh, man.
Well, I also need Thielen and Cousins to have a big game in fantasy.
That's good, because that means they won't, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Not for your league. I have a bye in that week.
I don't care about that. I just care about the Dolphins winning. I don't care about fantasy football.
They're going to win.
Fantasy football is so second to me. Like, it's like a distant second.
I actually like to use fantasy as a hedge. I actually enjoy using the teams we're playing against, and I'll root for the Dolphins. And this way,
right. I like to take advantage of my bad luck and put the players in that are playing against the Dolphins.
If it tanks, my bad luck tanks my team and the Dolphins win, that's awesome. But if the Dolphins lose and I at least have the consolation of a fantasy win.
Yep. So you're saying 28-19.
But we're going to win.
Minnesota Vikings. I'm saying this game is going to be Minnesota Vikings 23, Miami Dolphins 19. We both have a 19.
Oh, come on. I thought you were going to go for the win.
No. No, I don't think they win.
They're going to win.
I hope they win so much. All right. So... I had them covering. You had them not even covering. So, all right.
Yeah, we don't even have a shot.
So gonna win. So, do you want? Is that going to be one of our things? Like, I have them covering, and you no.
No.
Did we even? Did we take score from last week?
We did. I forgot what happened.
I don't remember. I don't even remember the teams that I picked.
All right. So I had. I don't even remember what happened. So I had the Colts plus 4.5, and they won outright.
Did they win by 4? No, I thought they only went
to the Colts plus 4.5.
Oh, that's right.
The Texans were favored.
That's right.
I had the Saints minus 9, and they covered.
They did?
Yeah, they crushed it. Remember, the Bucks had a lead, and then they ended up crushing them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you won the other one.
I had the Browns,
and I had the Panthers.
Yep. All right. Okay. All right. So 2-1.
Like
back in your favor. The last couple weeks, I was 2-1.
Once. Yeah. You had one week when you won.
I don't even remember. All right. Next. All right. So this week. So is that going to count as one? So I have the Dolphins covering. You don't.
No. No. Because the Dolphins are going to win. I can't say it in a non-whisper because it jinxes it.
Fair enough. All right, next.
Two Saturday games. So we have the Houston Texans going to the Jets. It's a 7-point spread. Not taking the darn Jets, that's for sure.
Texans at Jets. Favored by 7 in New York?
Yeah. I don't believe in this Texans team. I've said it before.
I don't either. I mean, I feel like that's a little high.
Yeah, this Jets team. I know they beat the Bills, but I'm.
But you love
Texans.
The Bills. All right. Yeah. I guess I'm not gonna make that one of my games. All right.
This is one. I'm not going against you on the Browns anymore. The Browns in Denver getting 2.5. Browns defense is the Broncos defense is pretty good at home.
It's a that was the Browns at Denver. That was the fumble game with Ernest Biner, right?
It was.
Yeah.
You're old.
What are you taking? You're not going against the Browns. You're taking Denver.
Well, if I didn't go against the Browns, taking Denver would be going against the Browns.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
I'm trying to say that you've beaten me by taking the Browns 2 weeks in a row, if
yes.
not three.
Yep.
So I've.
So you're taking the Browns.
I choose not to run. I'm not picking this game.
Grr. All right. Fine. Bucks at Ravens.
So you like the Browns?
Yeah. Bucks at Ravens. I have it at 7.5.
Oh, you're skipping this. Okay. So Bucks at Ravens, 7.5. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if it's enough one to pick, but I kind of like the Bucks to cover.
I kind of like the Bucks to cover too. The Ravens are going to win though.
I think the Ravens are going to win. This is just a weird game, right? Because the Ravens are a weird team with Lamar Jackson at quarterback.
They are.
He loves to turn the ball over.
He does.
But they can run the ball.
They
eat
can.
Clock. The Bucks have actually, their defense has played pretty well. They're getting turnovers. They're not the mess that they were earlier in the season, but they're still far from good. And that offense can put up points, but
the Ravens defense is
legit, especially at home. So this is one nothing would surprise me
I'm
in the outcome of this.
Yeah.
But I would take the points.
Ravens win, Bucks might cover. Yeah, okay, sounds good. All right. Seahawks at 49ers. I have it at 3.5, which is low. But I guess they don't really blow anybody out.
And it's on the road. The Seahawks are much better at home, their defense.
Well, yeah, but they're 8-5 overall.
But I like... And the 49ers have been weirdly...
Hey, they beat the Broncos last week.
Yeah, true.
But that was Case Keenum, and this is Russell Wilson.
Who doesn't... He throws less than Ryan Tannehill.
I know.
They're running the ball... If it wasn't for the Ravens, we'd be like, oh my God, look at how much Seattle runs the ball.
They do run the ball a lot. I like the Seahawks to win and cover.
I do too.
All right. Cardinals at Falcons. Falcons favored by 9.5. Boy, these teams, the Falcons are 4-9.
That's a lot of points for two bad teams.
Agreed. And the Falcons just don't seem like, their offense isn't even scoring that many points.
But the Cardinals offense is so bad, right? I mean, it's historically bad.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Give me the Falcons. You're right. The Cardinals got crushed by the Lions last week.
Yeah, they're so bad.
Okay. All right. So we both like the Falcons. Lions at Bills. Bills favored by 2 at home.
I like the Bills.
I know. We all know that how much you like the Bills, Rob. We all know. That's fair. That's fine.
Not as much as you like the Jets.
No. Ugh.
No, this Lions team, they still don't have Kerryon Johnson. They're down. They just have the one wide receiver that Buffalo can take away because they have they've got the good cornerback.
Do you think this is a week where a defense makes Josh Allen throw the ball the whole time and not let him run all over them?
No, because the Lions aren't good.
All right. Fair enough. All right, so you like the Bills because you love them so much.
I do.
All right, I'll take the Lions.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God. The Bills are favored.
Well, they're at home.
I know. Yeah. And it's only two, and they're not even getting the three.
Yeah. So. Packers at Bears. Chicago favored by 6. Oh, this is the job that you want. Is this one? Yeah, we should talk about the Packers job right now. So Philbin came in last week, and they absolutely creamed the Atlanta Falcons last week. And the Atlanta Falcons, as we just established, are not very good.
They are terrible.
But still, the Packers had not been very good either.
They are also have not been good.
Do you think Joe Philbin comes back down to earth and remembers he's Joe Philbin? Or do you think...
So, Bears at home.
Packers are good against the Bears.
But, well, they shouldn't even have won that for that week one or week two game, whatever it was.
Week one. They shouldn't have won, but they...
They did. But that was a long time ago. That was... Honestly,
but Joe Philbin wasn't the coach.
Honestly, if the Bears didn't just have that big win against the Rams, I'd actually like them more in this game, as odd as that sounds. But
right, because now they're going to be overconfident, and they're going to be like, oh, Joe Philbin's coming to town.
I'm taking, you know what? I think 6 is a lot of points. I'm still taking the Bears in this one. I don't think the Packers are...
You think they get to Rodgers on defense, and they force some turnovers?
Yeah.
I think the Bears can put up some points. I think their offense can actually score on because the Rams' defense is good.
Well, you better hope so, because I see you're forced to actually start Mitch Trubisky in fantasy.
I know, and it's the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
I know. It's unfortunate. I'll take the Bears here. Kiss of death. All right. Raiders at Bengals. Oh, my God. Why are they even playing that game? Like, why? Look, why even play it?
You got the just straight up 3.
Does anybody care about this game?
Yeah, all those Las Vegas Raider fans.
There's none of them yet. They don't play there yet.
I like the Raiders in this game.
Give me the Bengals. All right, let's make it one of our games. That's fine. Give me the Bengals at home. They played the Chargers tough last week, right? They did. All right. Okay. Cowboys at Colts. Oh, this is huge. This is huge for us.
It is huge for us.
I have no line. Do you have a line? Do you have any points in this one?
It's the home 3. The Colts favored by 3.
Yeah, I got no line on it.
Who would be hurt that the? I don't even know why there'd be no line on there.
It'd be a pick 'em, I guess.
I mean,
pick 'em actually sounds about right. So, what do you think the Colts are going to win this game?
I do not.
I don't either. I like the Cowboys.
The
problem with the Colts is their defense isn't that good,
and the Cowboys' defense is very good.
Right. That is the recipe for how the Cowboys win. They are on the road.
And that's the thing. Yeah, being on the road.
But they have a good defense and a great running game, and that's how you win on the road. And it's in a dome. And they travel well. They should be fine.
The Cowboys have they not lost since the Cooper trade?
I don't think they have. They might have. I think they did. They lost one game, I think. I think it was the Titans game that they lost. Either way, they've been a very solid football team. They're not like blowing people out.
No, I would think.
But they have a formula and a recipe, and it actually matches up really well with this team that they're going against.
Right.
So yeah, give me the Cowboys.
And that's huge for us. We want them to win.
No, I'm honestly thinking about it objectively. Like, I mean, I want them to win, but I mean, they do, right? They can get pressure on the quarterback. They play good defense, and they can run the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should win. All right.
Go Cowboys.
Titans at Giants. So this is one I'm not going to pick objectively.
Ugh.
Or wait, I am going to pick objectively. Sorry.
We want the Giants to win.
We want the Giants to win, but we know the Titans are going to win.
God, this Titans team is not good.
No, but they're hanging around.
They are hanging around. I guess other people are saying that about the Dolphins.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. This line is insane.
Which one?
For this game.
The Titans at the Giants? It's 2 points. Oh, for the Giants. Well, wow. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you have a playoff team in the hunt and a team not in the hunt. I would have thought this would have been like 5 or 6. Like, that's crazy.
Technically, the Giants can still win their division because the Cowboys only have 8 wins. So, I guess the Giants could.
How many wins do the Giants have?
They're 5-8.
Oh.
They could, yeah. So, I mean,
I hate the Titans.
Me too. The Giants are terrible.
But I'm all over the Titans.
Boy, that would be great if the Giants won, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for them hard. I'm rooting for all the NFC East teams.
All right, yeah. Okay. All right, next one. Redskins at Jags. Oh, Jesus. I picked up Jacksonville's defense for this one. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, that's... I mean, that offense is awful. So, yeah.
Who, Josh Johnson or Mark Sanchez?
Yes. Actually, Josh Johnson looked great, but he was in the... It was like 40
to nothing when he got in there.
People were like, my God.
Well, if he had been playing... Yeah, no. Yeah. Jacksonville is favored by 7.5. Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I can't even bring myself
even
to,
if Cody
to
Kessler's
one.
Playing. Yeah, I mean, these are bad
Jacksonville
teams.
At home, you would think, would cover that 7.5. There's no way I'd take the Redskins side of that, but...
I'd say I felt bad for the Redskins for everything they're going through, but I don't. I don't feel bad for the Redskins.
God, no.
They have a racist team name, and
they're a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Patriots at Steelers. Oh, yeah, we talked about this one. Patriots are favored by 2.5. Man, yeah, I like the Pats. And that I think that actually plays to our advantage.
Honestly, yeah, the Steelers, I mean, you talk about, like, a team having a team's number, right? The Pats kind of own the Steelers during this Brady Roethlisberger era where they're both been great teams whole time. The Steelers do not beat the Patriots very often,
and no matter the outcome of this game, it's actually good for us in one way or another. But yeah, I like the Patriots. I think it's better for us if the Patriots win.
That's crazy. So if we win, because they have that stupid tie. But right now, they're only a half game ahead of us, so we can actually leapfrog the Steelers. The Steelers actually are in real danger of losing, of not making the playoffs.
They have to play the Patriots and the Saints next 2 weeks, like I said. So
the
if they lose
game,
those games,
the
both
third,
of them, they're
the
out.
The third game, so they're at home for the Patriots, which doesn't matter because they can't beat the Patriots. Then they go on the road to the Saints. Then I believe,
are they on the road for that? Did
yes,
you confirm that?
I looked it up.
Yeah, that's a loss.
And then they are back. I believe they're back home, but it's the Bengals, so it doesn't really matter if it's home
that's
or road.
That's 1-2. That's
it's a good chance of 1-2.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, they're looking at this like we looked at our last two. Like, we got to split these two.
Yep.
But even you know, if they split those and go 2-1, they'll be 9-6-1, which would you know. But if they lose these two. 8-5-1 is not going to get it done, or that doesn't even make sense.
Do you remember the last team to almost pull off one of those like crazy miracle lateral things was the Steelers against us
when they stepped out of bounds?
Yep. That was another game where Tannehill looked amazing.
Well, he is handsome.
No, I meant like as an NFL quarterback. Like,
oh, I thought you
mean football.
Well, because I know you like the way his butt looks in those tight uniforms.
Don't care. Charles Clay had that touchdown. Remember in that game, the snow game, where like he looked like he was tackled behind the line.
I'm sorry. When you say Charles Clay, all I see is him dropping that fourth down touchdown.
Yeah, he remains one of my favorite Miami Dolphin players. He's still helping us out.
Always once a Dolphin, always a Dolphin.
Yeah, that was. Oh man, that Steelers game from a couple years ago was awesome. That was a really good time.
All right, come on. We got meaningful games this year. We don't have to live in the past, old man.
Fair enough. All right. Eagles at Rams. Nick Foles going to Los Angeles. That's where he came in last year, actually, was in Los Angeles. And they won. The Eagles won that game last year.
Wow. 12 points? What do you have?
I have 11.5.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
This Rams team, I don't understand them.
Oh, I think they stomped the Eagles.
Oh, no. They stomped the Eagles.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They're pretty easy to understand. They went to Chicago, and it was freezing, and they didn't want to play, and they didn't.
I just mean, in general, this defense. Like, Wade Phillips is normally amazing. Like,
their defense was very good.
I'm talking about on the year.
Oh.
I'm not talking about...
Well, they've had injuries, and they have new guys. They have a lot of new guys that are learning it.
I guess. I just was surprised. I thought this would be one of those defenses that was just, like, crushing, and they were not.
I think they've been playing better lately.
They're one of the They've been one of the best two or three teams in the league all year. Yes,
I meant from
good.
A defensive standpoint. Right. Yeah.
Well, so, Tlaib's back, and that helps them.
Tlaib helps because he actually knew the system.
And apparently
he's a new guy.
Marcus Peters is not that good. I guess if he's the number
he's played
two,
better.
He's good. Well,
he's played better of late. Again, like learning a new system.
But he's also better. He seems to be. It's one of those weird things. Like when he's the number one, you're in trouble. But when he's the number two, you're in like really good shape.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Sunday night game. Wow, that's unfortunate. I guess there aren't that really, like there aren't Cowboys Colts. I guess is probably the most exciting game. That's a 1 o'clock game.
New England Pittsburgh. Hello.
Yeah, but no, yeah, I guess
Miami Minnesota.
I mean, that's Miami Minnesota is huge. I that one did. That's going to be 50% of the country is going to get that game. That's going to be one of the big national games. Actually, lots of playoff implications. We have a better record than them. All right.
Because we're better than them.
Oh, God, I hope so. All right, so the Monday night game is the New Orleans Saints going to the Carolina Panthers, who have been
terrible.
Awful. And the Saints are favored by 6 on the road.
What did the Saints do last week? Was that
they beat the Bucs.
That was, oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
struggled, but they ended up winning by 2 touchdowns because the Bucs are that bad.
So, yeah, I like the Saints here.
I definitely like the Saints here. I guess this is a good segue into who wins the NFC? The NFC is extremely top heavy. There are the Rams and there are the Saints. And the Cowboys are kind of this like dark horse team that's like pushing up behind them. But other than that, nobody else really there in the NFC.
I mean, I would think the Saints are the favorite right now, and the Rams are the number two.
Well, the Rams have home field now because they're tied. The Saints. Oh, no, the Saints beat them. So the Saints have home field. Never mind. That's right, because the Rams lost. Yeah, I guess. Do you think it comes down to home field for the NFC? Like, is it like whichever team gets it is going to win the conference? Two-part question. After you answer this one, you're taking a long time.
Yeah, I don't think it comes down to the... I don't think I could see either of those teams winning
on the
road.
Okay, all right. Second part of the question is, do you think either one of those teams is head and shoulders above whoever wins the AFC? Because I kind of do. Unless it's the Patriots who always figure out a way to
cheat. This Patriots team stacked up against other Patriots team of the past is not good.
They're
a good team, but they are way inferior to what they've been done in the past. They have many flaws that I don't know if they can get over. Now, could I see them making it to the Super Bowl? Certainly.
And winning it, but
I don't think so. This Chiefs team, Andy Reid playoffs versus this Patrick Mahomes thing, that's almost interesting to watch in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, so I did want to bring this up. So Gronkowski has been noticeably like a shell of himself.
Correct.
And he still torched us on Sunday. we had the last laugh for sure.
But he's still a giant man with good hands.
It's just unbelievable to me. But he was also getting separation in space. It's like, how can you not stay step for step with that guy? He's so slow.
Well, because sometimes it was like, I mean, sometimes it's a linebacker. I mean, he's still going to... I mean, I don't know if he's so... He's so slow compared to what he was, but he's still...
He looks like a robot Frankenstein monster out there. Like, I mean, it's like ridiculous. Like, and I was... I couldn't believe that he was...
Hold on. I mean, does he look like a robot or does he look like Frankenstein's monster? Those are two different things.
They're kind of the same. They're non-living entities that move very...
No.
You can't see me right now, but I'm like moving like Frankenstein's monster, which is also like a robot that like moves very...
Take it back. Frankenstein's monster is a living entity. Give my creation life. It's reanimated. He's alive.
But he moved like a robot, did he not?
What kind of robots are you talking about? Don't you watch these Boston Dynamics robots?
Nobody can see me, but like you don't see me like moving like a robot?
I can see you and you look ridiculous.
Because that's how robots move.
No, you got to watch those Boston Dynamics YouTubes, man. Those robots are scary.
I mean, Gronk is kind of scary still.
That's true.
Did you hear his post-game interview?
No. Was he drunk?
It sounded like it.
He might have been.
I don't know.
He could have had a few concussions. You know what's funny? When I rewatched the game, every time he caught the ball, like, he was taken out at the knees. Like, and that's what you have to do because you can't, he's huge and you don't know and you can't headhunt.
No, TJ McDonald nailed him at the goal line that one play. Right. I don't know if you saw that. Like, I mean, his head, like, it looked like it was like whiplash almost.
But I mean, like, I'm like, oh my God, how does this guy have knees? Like, it seemed like, and that's one of the things when, you know, that's one of the things players complained about. They're like, I have to go at players' knees. I don't want to go at players' knees.
I've spent so long hating the guy. Like, I'm feeling bad for him. Like, I feel like he's going to be like one of those like poster child, because he's literally like burning the candle at both ends. Like, he's killing his brain with drugs and alcohol. And then he's also,
I don't think that's bad for your brain.
And he's also getting scrambled eggs every Sunday, like getting hit that hard, like all the time.
I don't think he was that smart to start with.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway.
He's going to be a movie star.
So did we even come up with three games that we disagreed on?
No, we came up with two.
What did we come up with?
I'm going to take the other side of your Browns just so we can have three.
Yes! I got the Browns on Sunday. All right.
Dolphins, Vikings.
In the hunt.
Gronkowski! He doesn't have the angle!
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.